Types of futures. Futures contracts are widely used in various markets to hedge against price volatility and capitalize on price movements by speculators. These contracts span many types of futures, covering both the financial and commodity segments. From precious metals and agricultural commodities to stock indices and interest rates, futures offer diverse opportunities for market participants. Let's explore the different types of futures with examples. 1. Currency futures. Currency futures options are tied to currency pairs, like the USD /INR or EUR /USD. Traders often use these options to hedge against currency risk or speculate on exchange rate movements. For example, if a company expects to receive payment in euros in 6 months, it may buy a currency option to protect itself from a potential decline in the euro's value. Conversely, an exporter might use a currency futures option to lock in an exchange rate for a future transaction. 2. Energy futures. These options focus on energy-related commodities, such as crude oil, natural gas, gasoline, and heating oil. Energy options are popular among companies and investors who want to manage risk related to energy prices. For example, an airline may purchase crude oil futures options to protect against rising jet fuel costs, while a natural gas distributor may use futures options to lock in stable prices during peak demand periods. 3. Metal futures. Metal futures options include contracts for precious metals like gold and silver, as well as industrial metals like copper and aluminum. These options are often used by miners, manufacturers, and investors to hedge against price changes or take positions on expected price movements. For example, a jewelry manufacturer might buy gold futures options to secure a stable price for their raw materials, while a construction company may hedge against price fluctuations in copper using futures options. 4. Grain futures. Grain options are tied to agricultural products like corn, wheat, and soybeans. Farmers, food producers, and traders use these options to protect against unexpected changes in crop prices. For example, a farmer growing wheat might buy a put option to safeguard against a potential drop in wheat prices before the harvest. Alternatively, a food processing company might use a call option to lock in future corn prices to ensure cost stability. 5. Livestock futures. Livestock futures options cover products like live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs. They provide producers and traders a way to manage risks related to changes in meat prices. For example, a cattle rancher might use futures options to lock in a sale price for their livestock several months ahead of time, minimizing risks from potential price declines in the meat market. 6. Soft commodities futures. Soft commodities include products such as coffee, cocoa, cotton, and sugar. Options for these commodities help producers and traders mitigate price volatility, especially since many soft commodities are affected by unpredictable weather patterns and global demand shifts. For example, a coffee producer may use futures options to secure a minimum selling price amid concerns about future weather conditions affecting crops. Similarly, a textile company could hedge against rising cotton prices with call options. 7. Equity index futures. These options are tied to stock market indices, such as the S&P 500, Nifty 50, or Dow Jones. They enable traders to speculate on or hedge against movements in broader market indices. For example, an investor worried about potential market downturns may use put options on the Nifty 50 index to protect their portfolio. Alternatively, a trader expecting a market rally could use call options on the S&P 500 to capitalize on expected gains. 8. Interest rate futures. Options tied to interest rate futures, like treasury bonds or treasury bills, help investors hedge against changes in interest rates. For example, a bondholder may purchase futures options to protect against an expected increase in interest rates, which could decrease the value of their bonds. On the flip side, a bank might use these options to stabilize borrowing costs. 9. Commodity futures. Apart from energy, metals, and grains, other commodity options can include items like lumber and dairy products. These options cater to industries with specific needs to stabilize costs or benefit from price movements. For example, a construction firm may use lumber futures options to lock in costs for wood supplies for upcoming projects, while a dairy cooperative may use futures options to hedge against fluctuating milk prices. Who can trade in futures? Futures trading is not limited to a specific group of market participants, rather, it invites a diverse range of traders driven by different goals and strategies. 2 main types of futures traders, who dominate this market, are hedgers and speculators. Hedgers are individuals or organizations that trade futures contracts to manage or protect themselves against potential risks in the market. Their main goal is to reduce the impact of price fluctuations on the value of an underlying asset or commodity they are involved with. Hedgers include various market participants such as farmers, manufacturers, financial institutions, and large corporations. For example, a farmer might use futures contracts to lock in a price for their crops before harvest, protecting themselves from the risk of falling prices. Similarly, airlines might hedge against the risk of rising fuel costs by locking in fuel prices through futures contracts. Other examples of hedgers include pension funds, insurance companies, and banks, which use futures to safeguard their portfolios from market volatility and to maintain stability in their operations. By trading futures, hedgers seek to ensure that they can plan ahead, minimize exposure to adverse price movements, and keep their financial positions secure despite changing market conditions. Speculators come in various forms, such as individual investors, independent floor traders, proprietary trading firms, and institutional investors. They trade futures contracts with the primary goal of making a profit by capitalizing on price movements. Unlike hedgers, speculators do not have an interest in the underlying commodity or asset. Instead, they aim to predict market trends and take advantage of price discrepancies to generate returns. Speculators actively monitor the market, looking for opportunities to buy or sell contracts based on their expectations of future price changes. They play a key role in providing liquidity and depth to the market, which helps prices adjust more quickly to shifts in demand and supply. These traders can range from individual investors who seek short-term profits, to independent floor traders who take on more significant risks in exchange for potential rewards. Speculators can influence market dynamics by driving price changes through their buying and selling activities, often responding to new information, trends, and economic data.